You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Art Chung. But let's meet our next two contestants, Tina McIntyre and Nick Gorski. Now, this happens occasionally that people wear lucky clothing when they come on the show. I'm not saying that you are wearing yours, but if you are not, do you have a lucky piece of clothing?
I'm wearing it.
This is your lucky dress?
This is my lucky dress.
She's wearing a beautiful blue dress.
Well, actually, the whole outfit. Yep.
Shoes and undergarments?
Yeah. Everything.
Okay. Yeah. What makes it lucky?
The buttons.
They're magic buttons?
They're magic. They button easily and uncut. Button easily.
I got it, yeah. Nick, lucky clothing?
I actually have two, one of which is the pair of socks that I'm wearing today. And then I'm also wearing a belt that used to be my grandfather's that is a lucky belt.
Oh, no way. So. That's very cool. Jonathan Colton, why are you laughing?
Very warm-hearted applause from the audience about your grandfather's belt. That's lovely.
Well, you know, because items that are passed down.
No, I get it. I mean, I believe you make your own luck, so.
Okay, well, this game is called Nice Outfit. Jonathan, are you wearing your lucky clothing?
I'm actually not wearing any clothing. In this game, I'm going to play songs whose titles contain an article of clothing or a fashion accessory, but I'm going to replace the article with a different and perhaps less glamorous one. All you have to do is ring in and identify the original item from the song's title. Don't be afraid.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best. These Crocs are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these Crocs are gonna walk all over you.
Tina.
These boots are made for walking.
That's right, boots.
Crocs.
It's a fine shoe. It's a fine shoe.
No, they're...
For the people who don't want to wear shoes, they're great.
Crocs are made for mocking.
She wore a raspberry foulard. Kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry foulard. If it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry foulard. I think I love her.
Nick.
Raspberry beret.
Beret, that's right. Do you know what a foulard is, Nick?
It's a hat.
It's not a hat.
People got excited in our...
People got excited about foulard?
Yeah.
It's like a scarf. It's like a scarfy, silky scarf thing. It's a neck... It's neckwear for fancy people.
Fee, fee, five, five, four, four, five. Look at Molly now. Here she come. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high heel sneakers and her alligator hat. Wearing her pearls and her diamond ring. She got bracelets on her fingers now and everything. Devil with the mom jeans, mom jeans, mom jeans. Devil with the mom jeans on.
Nick.
Devil with the blue jeans on.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Tina, do you know what it is?
I feel like I should know what it is.
Yeah.
You definitely should know what it is.
Couple reasons.
Devil with the blue dress. Blue dress on.
Listening audience, Tina is wearing a blue dress. Please note that.
Here we go.
We don't mind all the watching, cause if they study close, real close, they might learn something. She ain't nothing but a little doozy when she does it. She's so fine tonight. And as long as I got my overalls, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And he got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a few things.
Nick.
Long as I got my suit and tie.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah.
Nice with the high notes, by the way.
Oh, thanks. This is a little JT.
Baby, take off your coat. Real slow. Take off your shoes. I'll take off your shoes. Baby, take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. You can leave your wig on. You can leave your wig on. You can leave your wig on.
It's like seduction to an Orthodox Jew or drag queen.
Nick.
Your grandfather's belt.
That's a disgusting answer, but I can't get that image out of my head now. Tina, do you have anything else to say that can replace that image?
You can leave your smile on.
I'm sorry, that's a nice answer, and it has replaced the image in a very nice way.
I love the idea of someone seducing someone and being like, keep that smile, sweetheart.
Keep that smile. It's an adorable smile, and I want you to keep smiling. Does anybody know the answer? Anybody out there? Hat. You can keep your hat on.
You can leave your hat on.
You can leave your hat on.
You can leave your hat on.
Keep it on or leave it on. I don't care. Just don't take off the hat.
So with patches on my britches, holes in both my shoes, in my thong of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing, making fun of me in my thong of many colors. Mama made for me.
Tina.
Coat?
Yes, coat. All right, you'll be relieved to hear. This is your last clue.
I wear my tidy whities at night so I can forget my name while you collect your claim. I wear my tidy whities at night so I can see the love that's right before my eyes.
Yes, Nick.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses is right. How did our contestants do, Art?
Well, we have a tie.
Whoa!
Oh, my goodness.
High fives from the...
Wow. High fives all around.
Magic belt versus magic dress.
Here's your tiebreaker question. According to a Carl Perkins song famously covered by Elvis Presley, well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my what? Nick.
Blue suede shoes?
That is correct.
Close game, but Nick, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round coming at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Tina.